This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Welcome to the next episode of The Matrix News. We're here with Robert Fiorelli, who is a senior environmental scientist with Matrix. And dare I say, I think he works in the most fascinating part of the entire company. So how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
So it's kind of like, where do we even begin? I mean, it's like seems like we could talk about the big U. I mean, we could talk about all of this work that you're doing in New Jersey to protect the shores. We could talk about your restoration work, preserving ports. I guess probably the most important place to talk about climate change and what's happening, what you're seeing with climate change and what Matrix is doing to make sure that by the year 2050, that we're all going to be okay.
Absolutely. Back in 2012, when Hurricane Sandy hit, you know, it really highlighted a lot of our coastal vulnerabilities. Sea level is something, you know, that happens gradually over time and is kind of hard to see in effect. But when you have an 11-foot storm surge come in all at once, it shows you very quickly where all your vulnerabilities are. And the same areas that are vulnerable to coastal storm surges are the same areas that are going to also be vulnerable to sea level rise over time. And we've been working on multiple projects in the New York metro area where the focus is to protect our shorelines and our infrastructure behind those shorelines from these future impacts. It involves anything from just identifying areas that are particularly vulnerable, coming up with solutions for protecting them, along with identifying necessary studies and permits that will need to be obtained in order to implement these solutions. It's a lot that goes into all of it. It's not these types of projects tend to be larger in scale and certainly not something that can easily be implemented overnight.
Talk about your scope. So we know you're doing the work in Manhattan. We're talking about trying a study area where there's about 220,000 residents, about $500 billion in business that really drives the world's economy. You're doing Manhattan, and you're also doing all of this in New Jersey as well?
We're part of the project team for the Lower Manhattan Coastal Resiliency Project. It's a New York City-led effort that seeks to protect Lower Manhattan from the next superstorm. Lower Manhattan was extremely impacted by Sandy. It had a lot of flooding downtown. It disrupted businesses, inundated buildings, homes, critical infrastructure. So what the city is doing now is beginning the efforts to plan for protection measures that will protect against the next big storm. The idea is essentially to create a flood barrier in and around all of Lower Manhattan, but one that's brought into the fold of the city itself. So we're not talking just big, ugly wall. It's going to be berms and steps and park-like features that are incorporated into the fabric of Lower Manhattan, something that provides not only protection from flood, but also serves as an additional asset to the city.
That's important work, and other important work that Matrix is doing is focusing on dealing with environmentally sensitive coastal habitats that are also threatened by climate change. Could you talk about, I know you're doing some work in Newark, you're undertaking a restoration project along the Newark Bay?
Yes, we're involved in a project that's going to restore and protect a 12-acre coastal wetland in Newark Bay. Newark Bay, being part of the whole overall New York Harbor, is one of the busiest ports in the world. It's a highly developed area, and the fact that there's few natural remaining areas kind of make the preservation and restoration of this 12-acre wetland complex very important. It's one of the few refuges for wildlife within the port area. What our project involves is there's an old seawall here that had, you know, exceeded its lifespan, had crumbled and failed, and the wetlands behind it have been significantly eroding over time. Our project will restore that rock wall and will replenish the wetlands behind it. We'll refill it with sand material, replant it, and monitor it as the wetlands come back and regenerate.
Would you also take a moment and talk about another really interesting project you're doing in Lavalette? Regarding, you've got a couple of holes, I guess, in the bottom of the bay.
Sure. That project is through the NJDOT. The DOT is entrusted with maintaining our navigation channels throughout the entire state. And as part of their efforts, they need to dredge these channels periodically. And always problem with dredge projects is, where do you go with the material after you pull it up off the bottom? There's very few land-based facilities left, and your options quickly become very limited. So one of the things that we're involved with now is filling old, what we refer to as dredge holes, or these borrow pits that are in the bay. Sounds, when you say dredge hole, it sounds kind of small, but these are actually several acres in size and 20 feet deep. They can hold hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of material. So what we're doing is we're going to beneficially reuse the dredge material from the channels to fill these holes. Because what happens is these holes that were created, the bay is an average of 4 to 6 foot deep. And when you have a 20-foot hole, the area along the bottom quickly becomes depleted of oxygen during the summertime. And it basically becomes a dead zone. So this project will fill those holes back up to their natural elevations with material that is similar in nature to the adjacent material, with the effort of, once it's done, the local seagrasses, flora, and fauna will all move back into those areas.
Excellent. And another project that we find fascinating is your work really with the next generation of international shipping and looking at ways to preserve our ports and maximize them. I know you completed some work up in Jersey City, the Claremont Terminal Channel. And I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about your dredge work, which I think is, again, is pretty fascinating.
Sure. You mentioned Claremont Channel. This is another dredging project that's similar to the DOT maintaining their state navigation channels. This project involves a port maintaining their own port facility navigation channels so that the ships can come in and pull up to the docks. This project involves removing about 100,000 cubic yards of material from the channel to bring these commercial ships in order to restore this critical piece of infrastructure in New York Harbor that'll revitalize this location back into an active port facility.
Rob, could you tell us about the Rebuild by Design Meadowlands project and how Matrix is involved?
Sure. Similar to the Lower Manhattan Coastal Resiliency Project, the Meadowlands Rebuild by Design is also another large-scale coastal protection project. This one focuses on the Hackensack Meadowlands area. We're on a project team on this one, involves, you know, multiple specialty companies. Our role in this, we've been providing anything from survey support services to the permitting assessments required to implement measures in various locations that they're looking at in terms of flood walls and floodplains and wetlands and wetland impacts is the services we've been providing on this project, which again is just another critically important project to protect from not only sea level rise but the next coastal storm.
Rob, thank you very much. We've been speaking with Rob Fiorelli, who is a senior environmental scientist at Matrix New World Engineering. Rob, if folks have more questions and want to learn more about what you do, how best could they get in touch with you?
I can easily be reached at 732-278-6226 or by email at rfiorelle@matrixnewworld.com.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening to the Matrix Podcast.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixnewworld.com. That's matrixneworld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixnewworld.com.